missile tests. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. North Korea has reportedly fired two short-range missiles today, according to South Korea's military. And within minutes of one of those launches, the U.S. Air Force shot out a long-range missile from a base in California in a test that flew more than 4,000 miles into the Pacific. This more than 2 months after the Trump-Kim second summit fell apart. It'll be now up to the full House if Attorney General Barr will be held in contempt of Congress after Democrats on the Judiciary Committee voted to recommend it for not giving them the full unredacted Mueller reports.
We've talked for a long time about approaching a constitutional crisis. We are now in it.
Chairman Jerry Nadler, the White House, is invoking executive privilege to keep the materials under wraps. And President Trump told a rally in Florida last night Democrats have to move on.
No collusion. No obstruction. No anything.
But his son, Donald Trump Jr., is under more scrutiny. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, it may not be case closed for Donald Trump Jr. after the Republican-led Senate Intelligence Committee issued a subpoena for him to testify about plans to build a Trump Tower in Moscow, which were eventually scrapped. A source close to Trump Jr. is calling the development a PR stunt from a so-called cowardly Republican senator, apparently referring to committee chair Richard Burr. Committee leaders aren't commenting on the subpoena. Dave.
Now, Rachel, at his Florida rally last night, the president also brought up China.
And we won't back down until China stops cheating our workers and stealing our jobs. And that's what's going to happen. Otherwise, we don't have to do business with them.
Well, he says China broke the deal, reneging on terms they've been negotiating to end a trade dispute. Talks resumed today in Washington, but tomorrow he's going to raise tariffs on billions in Chinese imports from 10 to 25%. China has threatened to retaliate. Stock futures are falling on Wall Street ahead of the opening bell. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
She is trying to rise up in a very crowded race for president, currently dominated by Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden. Senator Amy Klobuchar had a Fox News town hall in Wisconsin.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, the latest Democrat to agree to a Fox town hall here in Milwaukee.
It feels a little bit like being a Viking fan on Lambeau Field, but I'm ready to go.
The 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful talked down President Trump's economy, crediting workers and the Obama administration.
A lot of people aren't sharing in the prosperity that we've seen.
Saying she'd increase the corporate tax rate. That she's a progressive, preferring universal health care, and that she wouldn't have gotten out of the Iran deal, and that despite the Joe Biden factor.
I think may the best woman win.
In Milwaukee, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The student murdered at his Colorado high school on Tuesday, Kendrick Castillo, is being hailed as a hero.
Kendrick and another boy chased them out of the door and into the hallway and tackled them.
John Castillo's son was shot and killed in the process. Eight others were wounded in the shooting. One of the accused gunmen, Devin Erickson, was in court yesterday, will be again tomorrow. The other alleged shooter is a juvenile girl. Denver's making history again, years after it decriminalized marijuana, leading Colorado to take action that other states have followed. The city makes it okay to do shrooms.
Denver voters have approved a measure to decriminalize psilocybin, the ingredient that makes magic mushrooms produce a psychedelic effect. The measure passing by about 2,000 votes, it'll ban the city from spending resources to impose criminal penalties for personal use, possession, and growth of mushrooms. But you'll have to be at least 21 years old to possess magic mushrooms in Denver.
That's Fox's Jill Nadeau. In the NBA playoffs, the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Boston Celtics last night to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Magic mushrooms in Denver?
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, then.
Sure, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have it at all the baseball games,
Why not? Movie theaters.
Let's just help those shrooms grow our brain that isn't done developing until 25 years old.
Oh, brother.
Far out, man. News brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them in their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A University of Illinois student is accused of sexually assaulting a fellow student at a fraternity house in 2017. 22-year-old Adelkan Malak was arraigned Wednesday on one count of criminal sexual assault. He's accused of committing a sex act with a woman who was unable to consent. It happened at a fraternity house after the woman had been drinking. He is being held on a $250,000 bond. In Champaign, a street closure is planned as part of Phase 3 of the West Washington Street Drainage Improvements Project. Edwin Street from Church Street to mid-block of Edwin will be closed in order to install storm sewers and other utilities. The closure will continue through the end of July. Also, one lane on Church Street at Edwin Street will be closed daily while crews are working. Lane closures will be during the daylight hours and will always allow for a minimum of one lane of through traffic. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, this is Justin Gensler with Illinois National Bank. Our mortgage team is complete. Feel and see the difference in the process when you work with the mortgage team at IMB. We help you save on fees and we work with you directly. We're not starting the process and then sending you to someone else to do the rest of the work. We'll walk with you hand in hand through the entire process, whether it's your first home or your fourth. Work with me and my team at Illinois National Bank.
Illinois National Bank. We make it easy to apply for a mortgage or construction loan. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS number 611367.
Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. They turn your feelings into flowers. Mother's Day Sunday.
Yes.
Two locations, Village at the Crossing, that's Windsor and Duncan in Champaign. Also Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. Those bouquets could set the room for that graduation party,
yep,
too.
That too.
We've got a high 70 expected. 30% chance of showers today. Otherwise, some clouds, 44 hour low tonight. Partly cloudy, some clearing out tomorrow. High 62, low 42. 55 with 60% chance of showers on Saturday's forecast. Clouds on Sunday with a high 62 expected. We're currently at 64 on ESPN 93.5.
Got back at midnight last night from Chicago. I was at the Four Seasons for the Merritt School of Music Gala 2019.
Very nice.
Very, very nice. Caught up with Jeffrey Breslow. He just does everything. He's a doer, man. He just... unbelievable the stuff he's accomplished in his life. He's a sculptor. He was a gaming guy, invented games for 41 years, graduate of the University of Illinois. I caught up with Jeffrey last night. I'll play that here in just a bit. All right, I am Stevie J. Good morning, 7:08 in Champaign, Urbana. Are we in a constitutional crisis? That's what Jerry Nadler said yesterday. Is it a constitutional crisis? At the rally last night, didn't look like a constitutional crisis. Donald Trump was in front of a screaming crowd in Florida once again, an overflow crowd as always.
Mm-hmm.
Director at Republican Party in New Mexico, senior advisor to George P. Bush. He's got his own firm. Ash Wright, director of the Republican, former victory director of the Republican National Committee. Ash Wright, you're the guy who told me Texas is going to go purple, right?
I told you we were trending that way, yeah, from demographics. That's right. I think it was a couple of weeks ago we had that talk.
Yeah, which means the Republicans may never, ever win again, Auntie M. Ever, ever.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, I feel like I'm hearing MSNBC, CNN, I'm hearing Jerry Nadler, I'm hearing all their constitutional crisis. So, Ash, I don't know. It's just like I watch them go, what channel are they? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I mean, really, honestly, if there is a constitutional crisis, which there's not, but if there is a constitutional crisis, it would really be that Congress is trying to circumvent the law and leapfrog over the attorney general and what the law tells him, that he can't share information that that's in front of a grand jury. And so really that, if there was a constitutional crisis, that would be it. But currently there's not one. It's unfortunate. you know, we can look back to a recent case when it when the Republican Congress held Attorney General Holder in contempt for withholding documents of Fast and Furious. And so, you know, it's just more political gaming in Washington, D.C. and not getting anything done for the people.
I wonder if, you know, sometimes in life you just want to line everybody up on the sidewalk and start over. And that's how I feel about Washington and Congress in particular, because they've all been there too long. They need term limits. I need somebody who comes home and gets their painting job back. You know, I just need them to serve me and then come back and quit thinking 40-year career here.
Yeah, that would probably serve us all well. If they all, you know, had a limited time in Congress to actually get something done, they would probably actually get something done. I mean, we have transportation needs, infrastructure needs, healthcare needs, et cetera. But at the end of the day, you know, with the split House, Democrats in the House aren't going to do anything because it'll require approval by a Republican Senate and then eventually a signature by the president, which he would be allowed to take credit for. And so in order to, you know, prevent the president from getting any sort of credit, they'll just do anything to destroy his character and not actually get anything done for the people.
How much has this president brought on himself, calling Jerry Nadler Fat Jerry in the 90s? He antagonizes. He drives people crazy. I don't think there's ever been a president, certainly in modern times, people have hated so much. How'd we get here?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think he brought a lot of it on himself, but it's kind of a double-edged sword for him, right? Like, Washington, D.C. hates him because he doesn't care what they think. He doesn't fall in line. You know, he gets on Twitter and just speaks his mind, and sometimes it's not the most, you know, the most smooth way of talking and saying it. He kind of bullied his way through the Republican primary last year. But look, that's how he does it. That's how he gets things done. And that's what the American people were looking for when he ran for Congress, which was somebody that essentially isn't going to turn over, lay over, and allow bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. to continue to, you know, let the swamp, you know, govern the people. And so it's kind of a double-edged sword for him because I think it's what keeps him popular among the people. I think it's what will give him his reelection, especially now that we know he didn't collude. But at the same time, it's going to create a lot of gridlock in Washington, D.C.
And are the Democrats just too far in on this, too invested to stop the dialogue of, you know, there's got to be something, so let's just go with obstruction now?
Yeah, I mean, look, they have staked their entire 2020 campaign on this issue, on Russian collusion. When it fell through, they had to move to obstruction.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
And, you know, even if they don't have obstruction, they're going to move to this contempt and this non-sharing of the report, which, by the way, Jerry Nadler could go see if he wanted to. He's just choosing not to. But, yeah, I mean, they're dug in. It is what it is.
Okay, so is it possible this whole William Barr contempt, go to jail, they've got to shut this down because they do not want this attorney general looking into all of the stuff about the dossier?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not really possible. I mean, it's what's really unprecedented about this, about a Barr being held in contempt by Congress, is the fact that he's restricted by federal law from sharing what is in front of a grand jury. I mean, he cannot do that. So they're holding him in contempt for actually obeying the law. And so, yeah, you know, look, it's all semantics. Nothing's going to happen.
No.
When they do contempt, there's three different options, and cut me up off if I'm taking too long, but there's three different options. They can do criminal statutory, they can do civil contempt, or inherent contempt. The only one really available to them is civil contempt, because one of them requires Barr to obviously, you know, find himself in contempt. The other one, would Congress itself would have to take to jail. And when this goes to court through civil contempt, it's not going to hold up in court. It'll fall flat on its face.
But they don't want him looking back at how this all started, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Definitely not.
They're going. I think he's going to do it, too. Well, a never a dull moment for you, Ash Wright. George P. Bush, big political future?
I think so, man. He's doing a great job at the land office. We've reduced the size of the Texas General Land Office, opening veterans' homes. I'm doing what we can, staying focused on the land office. But, you know, if I was a betting man, I would bet on him having a big political future in the state of Texas.
Yeah, well, good for him. Land commissioner, now I know you're helping him. Ash, how do people find you and your company?
So they can find me on Twitter. That's probably the easiest way. It's at AshWrightTX.
All right, I appreciate it. Don't like, but you think Donald Trump's going to win re-election?
Yeah, I do think they'll win pretty handedly. But, look, he's doing a lot of great things in Ohio, as we saw with the GM plan. I mean, I think they've really got their ducks in a row. They're running a good campaign, and I think they'll win handedly.
And what about so Trump wins. I don't know what kind of safe space we're going to need, but it's going to be the size of Texas. Because, I mean, you got the left convinced this is not going to happen. Who's he going to run against? Any idea?
It changes every day. I think conventional wisdom would probably say Joe Biden. I really think the mayor could come out of a dark horse.
Well.
But everybody else seems to be wavering. And, once you kind of fall down into the group, it's hard to get back out in a presidential race. And the only two that I kind of see still above the fray is, Joe Biden. And maybe the mayor is going to be able to climb high enough to get there.
You didn't say Bernie.
I guess I don't really envision Bernie being a serious player. I think his numbers are declining. I think he's going to waver out and won't be a major player.
Ash Wright, always a pleasure. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Ash Wright down in Austin, Texas, ESPN 93.5. All right, 716, you can always text in, 359-2255. What do you think? Check our sports headline.
Philadelphia beat the Cardinals 5-0 yesterday. You'll hear action on ESPN 93.5 tonight as they start a series against Pittsburgh. 6:45 first pitch. Let's get your Redbird recap.
Philadelphia takes the game 5-0, and they take 2 out of 3 in the series from the Cardinals.
And just like the start for Dakota Hudson, things fell apart in one inning for Jack Flaherty. Flaherty finished up, Mike, throwing 91 pitches, going 5 innings, but 43 of those came in the 5th inning when Philadelphia batted around +1, scoring 4 times with 3 hits, an error figured in the inning, and a couple of walks. As Flaherty walked 3 for the game, he gave up 4 runs, 3 earned. The Cardinals couldn't score any off Jared Eichhoff and Sir Anthony Dominguez, and the Phillies won 2 out of 3 with the Pirates coming to town tonight.
And then on Friday night with the Pirates here, we'll have the double bobblehead for you. That's a keeper for sure. The Phillies are one at 5-0, and we're on the air tonight now at 5:50 with the pregame show as Michael Walker goes to the mound against the Pirates.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Cubs win in 11.
Yeah.
3-2 was the final over Miami. We got Jason Hayward.
Another 1-2 from Quijada.
Hayward hits a fly ball to deep left field. Back goes Granderson. It's got a chance. Cubs win. Jason Hayward goes opposite field. Cubs win the ball game.
Like a lion playing with its food.
There you go.
Toying with Miami, making interesting games, but they're so much better than AAA Miami, but they've been really good games. Like a lion playing with its food.
And from Wrigley, Yu Darvish on the mound. 120 start, you'll hear it on US 105.9. They've got a few 120 starts as they begin a series against Milwaukee. Tomorrow and Saturday they'll play at
Milwaukee. Yeah, I think the Cubs are going to be 32-8. 32 out of 40 after all this is over into June.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Cleveland beat the Chicago White Sox 5-3. They've got a day game, 12-10 start from Cleveland. Milwaukee beat Boston 116-91, so the Bucks advance in the NBA playoffs. We also have Golden State over Houston 104-99. Warriors are up 3-2. Toronto and Philadelphia in the early game tonight, then Denver at Portland. St. Louis Blues will face San Jose as they win their series in NHL action.
Check your weather.
All right, we've got rainy conditions now and could happen later. We've got a high 70, low 44, partly cloudy with a high 62 tomorrow, down to 43. Showers, I think it's on the late side for Saturday for those in town for graduation. High 55 expected, down to 43. 44 in the evening. And for Mother's Day on Sunday, high 62 and some clouds. 20% chance of showers now. Temperatures currently at 64 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, we'll check your Fox Business Minute. Brought to you by Starla Card, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. Time for your Fox Business Minute at 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, stock futures are losing ground this morning as President Trump raised the possibility last night that the trade deal with China is in serious danger, though China's lead negotiator is expected to participate in 2 days of trade talks starting today. President said last night that China broke the deal and they will be paying, a reference to updated tariffs expected to kick in tomorrow. There's a merger in the shaving business. Edgewell Personal Care, parent company of Schick, is buying Harry's, the shaving subscription service. Movie theater company AMC Entertainment is reporting a weaker first quarter than a year ago. Last year included Black Panther, which helped the company to the second highest grossing first quarter for AMC, but the company is optimistic about the current quarter, which will include the dramatically successful Avengers Endgame. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
There is a lot of adrenaline with being a journalist. I think it's one of the things that drew us to the business. You want to be well-informed so that whenever news breaks, you're ready to tackle it. I think the nighttime hours are invaluable. The fact that we've added a hard news hour at 11 p.m. Eastern is critical. Whatever is developed through the day, people are fully informed from coast to coast before they go to bed. There is something about getting that score, knowing you've gotten it right, and breaking something that's really important.
On Fox News Channel, real news, real honest opinion.
If you own land in northern Piatt County, you've probably noticed the recent buzz about potential wind farms in the area. You might even be wondering if wind is the right crop for you. Since 2008, Apex Clean Energy has earned a reputation as one of the strongest, most successful wind developers in the nation. I'm Alan Moore, project developer with Apex Clean Energy and the Goose Creek Wind Project. In my 15 years of working with farmers, I've enjoyed meeting landowners, participating in community events, and becoming a part of new communities across rural America. I've heard over and over that people want to work with a company like Apex, an honest, reliable company known for valuing landowners and the local community. Apex's Goose Creek Wind Farm will create jobs, generate an entirely new source of homegrown energy, and provide long-term revenue for schools, government, taxpayers, and landowners. To learn more about this great opportunity, please call us at 217-727-6205. That's 217-727-6205. Or visit us online at goosecreekwind.com. Let's harvest the wind together.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get your 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a full pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
Make plans now for Champaign Rotary's 15th annual Action Auction on May 31st at the iHotel and Conference Center. This major fundraising event helps Rotary's featured charities, including Martin's Community Center, Cunningham Children's Home, and Carl's Mobile Health Clinic. Tickets include hors d'oeuvres, wine and cocktails, dinner, dessert, and entertainment, plus a chance to bid on premier items such as a U of I basketball experience with coaches and players, a trip on the road with the Illinois football team, and a Broadway experience in New York City. To buy tickets or find out more, Google Rotary Action Auction Champaign.
The countdown to Mother's Day is quickly ticking away, and if you haven't already picked out the perfect 1-800-Flowers bouquet for Mom, you gotta act fast. Beat the Mother's Day rush by visiting 1-800-Flowers.com today. Right now, 1-800-Flowers will give you 24 multicolored roses plus a free vase for only $29.99. Now that's an offer that Mom would approve of. With a bright mix of premium roses and a rainbow of colors, these blooms are guaranteed to show Mom just how much she's loved. Multicolored roses are the perfect way to surprise all of the moms in your life. Roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak from premier farms and shipped overnight to ensure freshness. 24 multicolored roses plus a free vase for only $29.99 is an amazing offer. But hurry, it expires Thursday. Trust 1-800-Flowers to make Mom feel loved. To order 24 multicolored roses plus a free vase for only $29.99, and for details, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio icon, and enter code WINGO. Again, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code WINGO. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, code WINGO.
All right, Donald Trump in the panhandle last night. CNN's reporting that somebody yelled, shoot them.
Right, referring to illegal immigrants. There was a text about this.
Okay, here's what happened last night. I can play
hundreds of people, and you have two or three border security people that are brave and great. And don't forget, we don't let them, and we can't let them use weapons. We can't. Other countries do. We can't. I would never do that. But how do you stop these people? You can't.
How do you stop these people when somebody will shoot them?
There's no...
Donald Trump looks away, shakes his head.
That's only in the panhandle you can get away with that statement.
He's not laughing. He's not even smiling about it. So as far as he's not yucking it up, he's just going, man, only in the panhandle can you get away with that statement. When the guy said, shoot them, obviously, he said, I don't even let my guys use guns. He just got done saying that. And then somebody goes, shoot them, and he shakes his head back and forth and goes, only in the panhandle can you get away with that statement. You know, so he's joking. It's not quite as jovial as being depicted. But you got these rallies, and he's not laughing. He's shaking his head back and forth. That's not what he wants. And I was talking to somebody last night in Chicago about the border, and I was going, you know, you don't have to be anti-immigrant to just suggest there needs to be a system.
Yes.
We have laws. We're letting thousands in because the law says you can't hold a child. They're recycling children. They're using them. These aren't their parents. We know that. You see the same kid come back. What's that do to a seven-year-old? It is so ridiculous. And yet we continue to allow it. I mean, there. Not all of Washington is a swamp, but there's a good part that is. And it's this institutional control of me in power and you shut up. And that's what got Donald Trump elected, is a frustration from all of us saying, you guys are a bunch of suits, you wink at each other, and you all get reelected and high-five each other at the party. Republicans and Democrats, we're sick of this. Fix it. You've got the power to do it, and you can. Common sense laws. You don't allow people to come across the border. It's our country. It's the sovereignty of the nation. The number one job of the president is to keep me safe. He's trying, but he's not getting any help. So this is ridiculous. The thousands that are being released in our country, where are they going? I don't know. You? You wouldn't take the front door off your home. You'd never allow that because you'd be afraid of who would come in. But if you don't take the front door off your home and you believe that we ought to be allowing all these people to come through our country like a sieve, then you're being inconsistent and hypocritical.
And we're the only country that does this. Whenever I've traveled, I've always had to have my passport. My last trip to Europe, I had to pull it out at least a half a dozen times.
This tells you everything you need to know. If all these people were Trump voters, the Democrats would build five walls. That's what it's about. That's ridiculous. You're not considering the safety. You're not considering the abuse that these women and children are getting. It's terrible. They just look the other way. All right, we're going to talk to our friend Ed Martin coming up.
Oh, good.
Phyllis Schlafly. Mm-hmm. He's from St. Louis. Talk Cardinals first.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, a week ago we were three games ahead. Now we're in third place.
Exactly.
Houlihan's Restaurant, good place to go. It's got big Mother's Day, brunch?
The brunch is awesome between 9 and 2. If you want to enjoy and just treat mom, they have so many delicious options for breakfast. Mike and I tapped into that last week. I go to Houlihan's quite frequently. I love the Happy Up specials between 4 and 6. You might want to tap into that. Different drink specials. If you're drinking a bottle of wine and you can't finish it, they can safely seal it for transport home. And it's just a great place to meet friends. Houlihan's.
Okay, visit them south of the State Farm Center for brunch on Sunday for Mom's Day.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to check our news coming up. Then Ann Martin from St. Louis, the Phyllis Schlafly Eagle Forum. That'll be coming up in just a moment.
And since it is May 9th, I want to say happy birthday to my Anna Jean. She's 17.
Yeah, Anna Jean, the pole vaulter.
That's right.
17 years old. How about that?
Go Rocket. She's headed to her student council meeting now.
Awesome. 729 at Honda BMW. They believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com.
News. I'm Chris Foster. The North Korean military, according to the South Koreans, has test-fired two short-range missiles today.
It could be North Korea's second missile launch in the space of 5 days. Before a similar test on Saturday, there hadn't been any for more than a year. And it comes with President Trump's special envoy for North Korea in South Korea for talks.
Fox's Simon Owen, an Air Force spokesman, tells Fox, our military coincidentally test-fired a long-range missile from California around the same time. The full House might now vote to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress after a vote to recommend it in the House Judiciary Committee.
Chairman Gerald Nadler describes a constitutional crisis after the Justice Department notified Congress the president is asserting executive privilege, blocking lawmakers from viewing the full unredacted version of the special counsel's Russia report.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. This is Fox News.
Of our local news brought to you by my buddy Larry Canfer. You can congratulate your Illini grad or Parkland grad or honor that retiree with beautiful art and photography from my friend Larry Canfer and his team at the Larry Canfer Gallery. Meet Larry, check out gift items, see all of his work at Canfer.com. Neil in Windsor and Champaign. The gallery is beautiful and it's free and open to you. Canfer, K-A-N-F-E-R, Canfer.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. In Champaign, a street closure is planned as part of Phase 3 of the West Washington Street Drainage Improvements Project. Edwin Street from Church Street to mid-block of Edwin will be closed in order to install storm sewers and other utilities. The closure will continue through the end of July. Also, one lane on Church Street at Edwin Street will be closed daily while crews are working. Lane closures will be during the daylight hours and will always allow for a minimum of one lane of through traffic. Authorities are investigating after shots were fired at a house in Champaign on Wednesday afternoon. A window was shot out at the home at Vine and State. No one was injured. A man died after a house fire in Gifford. WCA says 42-year-old Shane Racer was the only person inside. The fire chief does not think the fire was suspicious, but the state fire marshal is investigating. Firefighters had that fire out in about 45 minutes. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Delight the Illini graduate and honor the retiree with artwork by Larry Canfer. With the largest collection of U of I photographs, you'll find the perfect one that celebrates the occasion. Each original photograph is created and signed by the artist. Give the best. Give a Larry Canfer. Visit the gallery on South Neal Street or Canfer.com.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast now from the National Weather Service.
We've got a chance for some showers today. Mild with a high 70, down to 44 this evening. 62 the high tomorrow. Partly cloudy conditions down to 43. Starting out partly cloudy on Saturday with a high 55. 44 our low and a 60% chance of showers. That could come into Sunday morning. High 62. Clouds and a low 44 by Sunday night. 64 now on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, the News Gazette front page about Professor Joe Petrie and the allegations now about sexual favors for good grades. He says that's not true. And that's what he says this morning. Apparently, they exchange photographs and stuff, and it's like a head shaker, bad judgment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure the details. Looks like Tom Bruno is going to represent the woman who was arrested for trying to delete stuff off her ex-boy. That whole thing.
Yes.
Trying to delete.
And that was scary with the knife point.
Well, she had some of the guy with a knife at her ex-boyfriend, and then she went into the apartment. They tried to delete stuff, allegedly.
Wow.
So she's in jail for that, and then this is all tied to the Joe Petrie, who ran for mayor a few years ago, and he admits some bad judgment that doesn't, and she accuses him of sexual misconduct, and she was mad the U of I let him keep teaching until February when she did this last fall. So that's a big local story this morning. Also, looks like Savoy 16, the village board there will probably allow drinking at Savoy 16. They do that at AMC in Champaign, so they look at it as a competitive thing. Why not? They're allowing drinking everywhere else. Let's just do it. Why not schools? Why not everything? Yeah. I just don't like it. Sorry. It just puts more people that have had alcohol in vehicles. I was at the Four Seasons last night for the Merritt School of Music Gala, and it was the valet guy said, are you going to drink tonight? I said, I'm driving. He said, good call. I said, I don't mind if people drink. I just don't want them to drive.
Right.
And the more alcohol you serve at baseball games and football games and movie theaters, the more people are going to drive.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm fine. I know, but you're not as good as if you didn't have any. That's the point. So that's my stance. I'm sticking to it. 7:35. Always a pleasure to welcome Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education and Legal Defense Fund. How are you, Ed?
Hey, I'm doing great, Stevie J. I called you. Your producer had me on the phone yesterday. I called one day early because I was so tired from the Blues. You know, staying up for Game 7 of the St. Louis Blues, that was fantastic. So, but I'm glad to be with you today. Sorry about calling in 24 hours early.
No, we were ready for you anytime you call in, Ed Martin. Well, speaking of which, the Blues are the man right now because Cardinals had three games a week ago, and I don't know what happened here in the last week.
Well, I mean, the good news is, as you and I have said earlier in the year, it's a long season, right? So I think the Cardinals have shown they've got the right kind of players.
Yeah.
They got the right kind of pitching. They just got to settle in and get. I never thought it was when they were 20-10. I thought, well, this isn't going to hold. So
yeah.
Maybe they return to where they'll be. But they certainly have the right, and they have. You know, I guess everybody likes to think this about their team. They seem to have a good clubhouse, right? They seem to have a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the manager laughing with a couple of the guys on the bench about something. I thought there's a good rapport going, which is I think bigger in baseball. It's bigger than people realize to get them working in the right direction. So
no, I agree with all that. I think the Cardinals were. I think the Cubs are way better than the Cardinals a year ago. Now I just think the Cubs are better. It doesn't mean the Cardinals can't beat them and compete.
That's right.
But we're about one hitter short. I think the Cubs have guys that all hit home runs. When you have eight players that can legitimately hit home runs, it's just different. And they've they're stacked. They're really stacked. I expect the Cubs to win 32 out of 40 during this stretch. That's crazy, but that's what it looks like to me. I just think they're stretching their legs, and I told Diane it's like a lion playing with their food, playing with AAA Miami here the other couple of nights.
And
toy with their food and then decide somebody hits a home run. All right, Ed, I'm not feeling the constitutional crisis here. Do we have one?
No, look, I mean, I came back from Denver. You know, I was in Denver yesterday, and I was with a guy who's not a particularly political guy. He's a professor, actually, teaches history. I mean, meaning when I say political, he's not partisan. He doesn't like to pick sides. He thinks about it. And he said to me, every time Jerry Nadler is talking about impeachment, I think more people decide they'll vote for Trump. You know, I mean, there's a point here where you can't say it's a constitutional crisis. It's like a little boy who cried wolf, right? They've said for 2 years, they said this is bigger than Watergate. And it turns out the Russia hoax was nothing. So now, I think this is a tussle. I think it's a, back and forth between the branches. And, again, if you look closely, by the way, Stevie J, in the writing, they will say there's not a path for the House to enforce this. They're going to have to go to court, and the court's going to defer just by the law to the Justice Department for a long time. They may at some point say you must do certain things, but not like wholesale testimony. You just can't expect that the lawyers for the president, meaning his attorney general, his lawyers, can be forced to do that. So I think they're searching for a soundbite, and they're maybe getting it on MSNBC, but the rest of America is looking at them kind of funny.
Yeah. Okay. So where do they go? Where do the Democrats go from here? They've got everybody whipped up again. They had them whipped up for the Mueller report. That was a failure, and everybody was massively disappointed, disillusioned. But then they said, you know what? We got too much invested in this thing. We got to find something else.
Yeah, I mean, this is the problem, right? I mean, one of the things that happens when you're, you know, they have one house, and so they have a platform to be communicating on a set of issues. And so far, the issues are sort of whining about Trump. The question is, Stevie J, the issue that they could, I think, contrast themselves with, and I think there's room to say that the president doesn't have a strong position yet, is on health care. And when you look at the polling from 2018, from the election, when you see what issues people cared about, the economy's always top, but they look at the health care and they say, you said you're going to do something different when you won. You didn't do anything. Now, I just don't know what the Medicare for All seems to be Bernie Sanders' answer.
Yeah,
and that doesn't go very far, but that's what they should do. I just don't think they can resist impeach, 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 and the next, you know, Don Jr., dragging Don Jr. before the Congress again. I mean, this starts to get like a bad reality TV show, and I don't think it helps them.
Well, again, I think there are factions, even Nancy Pelosi, I think, sees this. She's very politically astute, but I don't think she can stop this train. I just don't.
I think you're right about it. She certainly does see it. I think she knows. Remember, in another 6 months, maybe 7 months, we're going to be into the presidential cycle so completely that all those every member of the House is up for re-election, and they'll be going back to position there. You know, I just was on the phone before we got on, Stevie J, talking with an old Phyllis Schlafly Eagle leader, an older woman who's been in the politics for 50 years, and she said, and I've thought this myself, she thinks it's probably 50-50 right now that Trump wins in a landslide. Mm. And if Trump wins in a landslide, he's going to win back the House. And so, again, the Pelosi's of the world know she's just got to try to hold the House. She's not thinking about, she's not going to get anything passed anyway through the Senate. So she's trying to hold the House if she can. And that's what she's going to be focused on, probably, like I said, in 6 months. They won't even be doing anything in Washington.
Well, I'm sorry I'm not fired up about the Republicans getting back the House. It'd be better than the Democrats, but they didn't do anything with it either. So I'm just about disenfranchised with the whole thing, Ed, because they had 2 years. They could have done stuff, and they couldn't even do that.
Well, I want to tell you a quick story, Stevie J. Let me give you some hope. I have a friend of mine, same story, a different Eagle leader with Phyllis. In 1980, as Reagan was running, this woman said to Reagan, "What do you need? What can I do to help?" And he said, "A Republican Senate." And she went out and campaigned for good conservatives. That's when Senator Jeremiah Denton, a great Navy war hero from Vietnam, won. And I think you're right. If the Republicans just run as not the Democrats again, as you say, I don't think they can win. But they may, if they do run as a different, you know, we're going to do this, and this. That would be better for the country. But I agree with you. There's a lot of people tired of the Republicans because they saw him in power for 2 years and didn't do it.
And where's Newt Gingrich's contract with America when you need him, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Well, that may be what we need. I mean, Kevin McCarthy put down, a contract for MAGA America. And people would say, okay, I see it. That's what you're going to do when you get in. I'll take that. But again, I don't know if they're willing to do it. Most of these guys, including Kevin McCarthy, are really just playing to the center, meaning raise the money, say nothing that offends, and try to sweep in under a Trump landslide.
I'm just so disenfranchised with everything, and I think that's why Donald Trump won, is I look at Congress as a bunch of suits, men and women, different parties, high fives when they all win, and they stay forever, and they just aren't doing the job.
Yeah, I agree with you. Look, I think that's why Trump can win, and again, because people still think of him as an outsider, even though he's been in office. But I agree. I mean, we've got the Republican Party has an identity crisis because the only leader in it is Trump, and that's not good enough in the long run. That's only for this period, and that's the problem.
And not to mention, what in the world are leaks? I mean, he got his IRS stuff and tax stuff. I mean, if you've got people inside the bureaucracy that is anti-Trump, they just should leave their work. You can't do stuff like that.
Well, you know, Stevie J, I tell you, one of the most important things in my professional life. I was chief of staff to the governor of Missouri, and I tell people in that time, the biggest adversary was not the lobbyists, not the elected officials, not the liberals, no, none of those trial lawyers. It was the bureaucrats. The bureaucrats burrow down and they stay, and they are only for their own survival and for growing the government. And I agree with you. Drain the swamp is still the most potent phrase that people respond to, I think. And I think Trump is doing it. Remember, Steve Bannon, the old advisor to Trump, said he needs two terms. You can't do this in one term because there's just so much rot there.
Yeah. I think everybody in government, politicians and your bureaucracy should not have careers. I'm sorry. 10 years and you got to do something else. All right, Ed, how do people find you?
You know, PhyllisSchlafly.com is our website, PhyllisSchlafly.com, but people can email me directly, ed@PhyllisSchlafly.com, and I'm on Twitter at Eagle Ed Martin. Thanks for the time, Stevie J.
Always a pleasure, Ed. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you.
All right.
From St. Louis, Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education and Legal Defense Fund. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, another opportunity for you to essentially take my money and use it, keep the stuff. Today, game day spirit, my friends.
Nice.
You can get all your Illini gear. It is a fabulous place. Two locations are on 6th Street on campus and also Neil and Kirby at their new store. If you would like $50 voucher from me, as usual, two conditions. You have 7 days to use the voucher. And then you have to tell me what you thought of your experience. Take Stevie J's money, spend it, keep the stuff, and tell me what you thought. All you have to do to have a darn good chance at winning $50 for me right now, because we'll give out 10 of these. 10. 359-2255. Text in Illini.
Okay.
As in Illini gear. 359-2255. And by the way, we haven't had anybody turn us down on the idea of spending my money and keeping the stuff. Nobody.
Of course.
Zero. And it's hard to get 100% of anything.
Uh-huh.
So we feel very good we're at 100% here of usage. So if I hand you money, will you use it, keep the stuff, and just tell me what you thought? And so far, we're 100 for 100. So 359-2255, 359-2255. Text in Illini to have a chance. Good luck to you all.
Oh.
You're always welcome to text in, 359-2255.
Yeah, Andy was commenting after you were visiting with Ed Martin. Dems are idiots. They can impeach all they want, but they won't get rid of him because a Republican-controlled Senate won't vote to convict. Impeaching him will only guarantee re-election.
I think Nancy Pelosi sees that. I don't know if she can stop this. Because of the far left and their desire, and Jerry Nadler. My theory is Jerry's still mad at Donald Trump for embarrassing him in the 90s when he was really heavy. Called him Fat Jerry, which you shouldn't do.
No.
So. Anyway, yeah, bad. Okay. But I'm telling you, he's a product of how America feels frustrated because Congress won't do their job.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still frustrated. I'm mad at Republicans and Democrats because it's failing. They're not doing their work. They're only worried about themselves. That, as a body, there's some good ones trying. Let's check sports.
Philadelphia blanked the Cardinals 5-0 yesterday. They've got a series starting up against Pittsburgh, 5:50 for the pregame. First pitch at 6:45. Joe Musgrove to the mound for the Pirates and Michael Wacha for the St. Louis Cardinals. Cubs beat Miami in 11, 3-2. Big hit towards the end of the game from Jason Heyward.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay.
And now the 1-2 from Quijada.
Heyward hits a fly ball to deep left field. Back goes Granderson. It's got a chance. Cubs win. Jason Heyward goes opposite field. Cubs win the ball game.
Yu Darvish on the mound today in that finale of the series, 120 start on US 105.9. Cleveland over the Chicago White Sox 5-3. They've got a 12-10 game today. On to the NBA. Milwaukee advances after beating Boston's Celtics yesterday. Golden State leads the series 3-2 after beating Houston. Toronto and Philadelphia tonight, and the later game is Denver at Portland. St. Louis Blues will face the San Jose Sharks as they beat Colorado and move on. That final was 3-2 yesterday. Number 9 seed Illini softball taking on number 8 seed Nebraska in Bloomington. 12:30 start today on Andy Moore Field. And congratulations to the Illini women's golf team. They earned their first NCAA championship berth in program history.
Awesome.
Finishing 5th in East Lansing, Michigan.
Fantastic. Honda BMW, an award-winning dealership. Got a little taillight out on one of the Civics, and no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Going to get that in. They're going to change the bulb, send a warranty, all that. Good to go. Won't take long.
I've been enjoying the Passport, and it is the perfect vehicle if you're looking to hit the road. It really does great with the cruise control and adjusts by itself. There's all the bells and whistles when it comes to the blind spot and helping charge your phone and, you know, tuning in your radio. I mean, there's so many things that are luxurious in this Passport. I love it.
All right. And I was driving home from Chicago last night in my CRV, and it had the feature where it slows down, and I kind of needed it.
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty sleepy, and it slows the vehicle down far before you're in danger. It just kind of says, whoa, there's something up there a couple of hundred yards up.
And if you stray into the lane, it'll jiggle the vibration
on
the wheel.
They got an award-winning dealership. Go see Ben Quattrone, the wonderful people, Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. Check your weather coming up. Today's weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out. That's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois. Visit Gerber, G-E-R-B-E-R, collision.com, or call 877-7-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
Up to 70, down to 44, some clouds, 20% chance of precipitation. We did have showers late and overnight last night. Not sure how much, but I did see some farmers trying to scurry around yesterday and get things done.
And they can't play.
Well, I mean, they're trying.
Oh, yeah, but you're
plowing at least.
See to wash out. if you do, you know. It's just muddy.
I know.
Got to wait for it to dry out.
High 62 tomorrow, down to 43. 55 the high on Saturday with the grads around and 60% chance of showers.
When
hopefully
is that rain later?
I need to break that down.
9:30 Memorial Stadium is where we'll be.
I see.
Rain or shine.
Right.
Get our ponchos, I guess.
Uh-huh. Mom's Day clouds at a high 62. We're currently at 65 with the clouds on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, so...
You had brought up booze in the movie
well,
theater.
Well, the AMC serves it. Savoy Village deciding whether the Savoy 16 will have alcohol. They say they don't think there's any, you know, problems with AMC since 2012. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been doing that. I have no idea how many police reports have been filed because of drinking. Maybe maybe none.
Right.
I don't know. It's just the culture of it all is what I'm against, the obvious steamrolling, absolutely everybody does it philosophy of keeping up with the Joneses thing.
Uh-huh.
That all that means is more people will be driving having had drinks.
Well, and this 217 texter says, I go to Savoy 16 so I can avoid the people drinking in the movie.
Yeah.
Where will I go now?
Well, I was at AMC, and I have no idea if it's alcohol-related, but there's a massive argument in the back.
I see.
And I was looking, you know, how to get the kids out through the exits, and people were running out. It was like screaming back and forth.
Ooh.
And who knows what was going on, and who knows if anybody had a weapon.
Uh-huh.
But who knows if that was induced by too many beers.
Larry's saying, I say no to alcohol at Savoy 16. And Kyle's saying, what's wrong with having a drink at the movie?
Listen, I am not against adults drinking. You can go get drunk and throw up. It's good. It's up to you. It just, by definition, they drove there. They're going to drive home. I believe that 0.08 is nothing to me. I don't think you ought to have any drinks if you drive. The whole car can be thrown up in your back seat. I don't care. But I do care who's driving. And if somebody drives while they have three beers, they might be under 0.08, but they're not as good as they would be at 0.0000. That's my point. I just think that only makes it difficult. I'm not taking Uber. I'm fine. And they probably are for the law, but they're not as quick. All the studies show that 0.04 is not as good as 0.00. 0.0. I mean, so that's what my point is. If you drink, it's up to you. I don't care. I really don't. I'll have something. I had some wine at home the other night. I knew I wasn't driving anywhere. So what?
Someone else texting in, praise the Lord.
It just is inevitability. Marijuana. There'll be smokers and drivers. It essentially says, hey, this is good. It's fine. What's wrong with having some people can't have a beer? They just can't. They can't control that. So I just think the more it is, the more issues you have. You can take all the money you want. Is it worth the issues? That's my point, and I don't think it is. 359-2255, you're welcome to chime in. As Mike Ditka says, it doesn't make me right. It makes me me. And I'm not going to compromise my principles because that's what everybody does. I don't want to be a prude, but I also want to stand by what I firmly believe in, and that is if you have alcohol, you shouldn't be driving. That's all. Just drink and let somebody else drive. That's fine. News is next.
Hey, it's Shane from...